With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. If the 25th Amendment isn't used to remove President Trump from office, House Democrats plan impeachment proceedings starting tomorrow.
A trio of House Democrats introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with inciting a mob of his supporters to carry out a violent attack on the Capitol in a bid to overturn Democrat Joe Biden's election victory. The article states that Mr. Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by willfully inciting violence against the government of the United States.
Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Washington, D.C., beefing up security ahead of next week's presidential inauguration.
The National Park Service is shutting down public access to the Washington Monument until January 24th, citing threats surrounding Joe Biden's inauguration. Meanwhile, the head of the National Guard says at least 10,000 troops will be deployed in the nation's capital by Saturday, and an additional 5,000 could be requested from other states.
One wore a MAGA hat. The other took a selfie with a protester. Two U.S. Capitol police officers suspended for their actions during last week's rioting at the U.S. Capitol. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump will be visiting the U.S.-Mexico border during a stop in Texas later today.
Aides want the president to use his final days in office to highlight what they see as accomplishments.
Someday they'll call it the Trump wall, so I have to make it beautiful.
He's gotten a roughly 450-mile border wall, and figures from December show nearly 74,000 encounters at the southwest border, up 81% from a year earlier. I'm Julie Walker.
Tens of thousands of power outages, a result of a winter storm, it has slammed parts of the Deep South. Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama especially hard hit. More than a half foot of snow on the ground in some spots. Wall Street, Dow futures up 76 points. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. One of the largest deals in city history is all but a done deal. An agreement for more than $450 million worth of new development in and around Jacksonville's Lot J is expected to pass a city council vote today. Last week, the council voted down proposed revisions to the deal that would have killed the $65 million loan from the city and enabled the city to get back more than $150 million if the Jaguars left town. A woman's in trouble for allegedly stealing a school bus. News for Jax reports Nassau County Police is saying that late last week, Melissa Lacey took the bus and parked it in someone's driveway. Police found her inside the bus. Jacksonville police were called in to break up a shouting match, but by the time they got there, they were looking at a homicide investigation. They got the call to come to a store at Moncrief and New Kings Roads at around 7, arriving to find a man had been shot to death. It didn't take them long to find the man who's believed to have pulled the trigger. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that slow traffic on 295 headed south, right between New Kings Road and Pritchard Road. It's from an earlier accident that still has the left lane blocked, so you'll need to add about 20 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today will be cloudy with the high of 62, partly cloudy tonight with the low of 42. Right now, it is 60 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Members of the Trump administration say the president's last few days in office will be focused on his successes, from the border wall to Operation Warp Speed. The FBI is warning that all 50 state capital cities could see armed protests ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration. And Joe Biden promises to work closely with progressives like Bernie Sanders on shared economic agendas.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
804. at Dean. Roger Henderson, former federal prosecutor, worked in the W. White House, now is Jacksonville City Councilman, and he is the CEO of K-9s for Warriors, the website K-9sForWarriors.org. Rory Diamond hanging in with us this hour. A lot to talk about. What's going on with the news right now? The FBI says that they have seen chatter online, and they're warning all 50 state capitals that around the day that Biden gets inaugurated, before, on, and after, look out, there could be armed protests that could be taking place.
The FBI is issuing an ominous warning about plans for planned armed protests in all 50 states, all state capitals, before, during, or after Joe Biden's inauguration.
The FBI taking this incredibly seriously, I'm told from a source. They do not want to see a repeat of what happened on January 6th at the Capitol. Now, right now, federal authorities are talking about a bulletin, circulating this bulletin, talking not just about protests, but armed protests that could pop up not only in Washington, but around the country. Right now, governors taking this memo seriously from the FBI, as the Department of Homeland Security announced it will up security measures even more for this year's inauguration.
That's Fox News' David Spun. By the way, many plan to hold a virtual inauguration for President Trump. You ready for this? Reporter Joseph Choi.
Thousands of Trump supporters are planning a virtual, quote, second inauguration for President Trump on January 20th, the same day of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. More than 60,000 people have indicated on Facebook that they plan to attend the event, being billed as, quote, Donald J. Trump's second presidential inauguration ceremony. The page's description says, quote, disclaimer, we are a grassroots collection of private individuals, 325,000 strong, showing our support for President Donald J. Trump. We have no affiliation with any formal organization.
Wow. And I want to thank Bruce Wayne for donating a bunch of money to my cause as well. But I'm sorry, it was virtual Gotham City. That didn't exist either. But anyway, more as we continue to move along. Coming up on 5 minutes after 8 a.m., Twitter loses $5 billion of stock value, 12% of the company's value, after telling the media and telling President Trump, we're banning you permanently from our social media site. Yahoo Finance reporter Emily McCormick.
Turning to Twitter specifically, what some analysts have been saying around what this decision to ban Trump's account means for the platform. And some analysts are saying that this is going to be consequential for Twitter's business model, that this decision could dent profits by up to 10%, since Trump may potentially create his own platform or turn to another platform to post and pull away some users from Twitter. And in doing so, Twitter could then have less of a user base to actually use to attract those advertising dollars.
Yahoo Finance also reports that investors are a little bit worried now that Trump's been banned. They think it could erode interest in Twitter's platform and lead to other boycotts, even against Twitter, if the company decides to look and become more politically motivated, to silence other conservative voices. Host of The Story, Martha McCallum, points out it wasn't like a couple extra bucks. It was like, you got a dollar? Well, guess what? Big tech donated $10 to your opponent.
An interesting comparison of the donations to the Trump campaign and to the Biden campaign by Alphabet, which is Google and Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and Facebook. You can see the tremendous disparity. Google, 4.3 million to the Biden campaign, 106,000 to Trump. Microsoft, $2.3 million. And you can see the Trump comparison at 247,000. So it's obviously a striking difference. Not surprising.
After last week's chaos at Capitol Hill, a wave of corporations say that they plan to cut off donations to any elected officials who oppose the Electoral College results. Blue Cross and Blue Shield, along with others like Marriott Hotel, said they're not going to give any more money to Republican lawmakers because, quote, they voted to undermine our democracy. Fox News' Alex Hogan.
A growing number of corporations also announcing they will suspend political donations to Republicans who opposed President-elect Joe Biden's certification, among them Marriott International, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Airbnb, and American Express. Greeting card company Hallmark, the company also pulling campaign contributions from two Republican senators. Big name financial companies like Citigroup, JP Morgan, Visa are among those announcing a pause on all political donations.
Now, this is nothing new. Remember after the Parkland gun shooting, when back in February of 2018, you had some companies out there said that they did not want to do any business with gun manufacturers. It's the flavor of the month. But according to Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman, he sounds displeased. He thinks more companies should be on board of going after Republicans, but he says, don't expect to see this last long. It'll get back to business as usual within the next several months.
Those companies said they were willing to do anything, which was suspend donations to those Republicans who objected to the certification of the legitimate vote. So I think corporate America is not really doing much here. And my prediction is 6 months from now, this is all going to be back to normal. I think that Republicans will continue to get this funding, and there's a big reason they will, which is Republicans, for all the objectionable elements in the party, Republicans still stand for lower taxes and less regulation and things that businesses favor. So I think they are going to continue to get financial support from most of corporate America.
Let me talk about a couple of things. Are you a creature of Twitter? I'm more of a creature of Facebook.
I use both. I kind of...
But you do it to promote a lot what's going on at city council. I mean, you don't take a lot of visit, which is fine. A lot of times I post things from Florida Daily or from what we do on the radio show just to kind of get a conversation.
Yeah.
But you do a lot to promote the canines or promote what's going on at city council. This whole thing about banning Trump, I understand what they want to do. This was a bad business move, I think.
I think you're absolutely right. It was a bad business move, and I think you're going to see a whole bunch of other different platforms pop up and become a lot more popular.
Do you think Facebook? I know some people are being emailed this morning.
Like Parler, and you didn't get shut down, though.
Yeah, but I mean, look, there's lots of different avenues to get to people. People will find a way to communicate with each other with their cell phone somehow.
But everybody acts like this is the end of free speech. I don't see that. Facebook is not eliminating my free speech. First off, why would Twitter do this? They lost $5 billion. No,
because they're run by a bunch of liberals who don't care about money. Well, I don't think they're that money focused.
You may be correct on that. Now, they could possibly make that money back. Shares goes down. Most people will buy it back up. Having said this, I don't think Facebook would adopt that model. I don't know if the political ads is where they make, but a lot of business ads is where they make their money at. And when they know, for example, we've talked about this before, a lot of people poll, the majority of those would identify themselves as liberal that get on Twitter. I'm just saying the majority of those.
I think that's right, yeah.
Facebook is a lot of conservatives out there.
It's much more conservative,
100%. Do you think Facebook will go down that path?
Well, they've already gone down that path, right? They've removed a whole bunch of Trump stuff.
They say it's not permanent.
Yeah, even so, though, the fact that they're getting in this game at all is, you know, I think a lot of people have a bunch of concerns with it. I think Facebook sees too much money in political ads to permanently turn off that faucet, though.
The other thing that Raj and I were talking about this morning is, for example, I'm not going to give up. Let's say that they ban Trump. I'm not giving up Facebook or Twitter. I don't agree with what they did, but I'll still will promote a product. Having said this, what about the attitude like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Marriott, and other groups out there that have sat back? And, of course, they're hypocrites. They gave millions. A lot of these companies gave millions of a group that totally undermined our democracy, Black Lives Matter, last
right.
year. But, of course, the Republicans opposed the certification last week. I think it's pure hypocrisy. I wonder if this is just a flavor of the month for 6 months. They'll probably go back, depending on how the Senate may rule, moderate, liberal, conservative. Having said this, do you think that some of these corporations may see a ban against their business? For example, we know that Amazon is liberal, but I'm not going to stop doing business with Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, look, some of these businesses are going to take a hit. But look, Republicans are going to take over both houses in 2022. And all really big businesses want us to be with a winner, with the people with power, so they can go do their business.
That's what I was thinking.
I was also thinking, Ed keeps posing the question. I was kind of wondering whether or not after the, attack on the Capitol with congressmen and senators hiding under their chairs and, fearing for their lives, was this maybe a concession to those congressmen in light of the fact that Section 320 is now, on the table being discussed? 230, excuse me.
same numbers, right?
Right.
If they're 230 on the table, whether or not this is kind of like a concession to them to make, okay, we understand what you went through and remember us when this is discussed.
Yeah, I think that honestly on Twitter, I think they've been just waiting, itching, dying to ban Donald Trump. I think
the timing is. What do you think? It was more when Trump lost, when he was on his way out, or the Georgia election? What do you think about that?
I mean, who knows what it was? They were waiting for their moment. And then he posts a couple of things that were relatively innocuous, and they're like, oh, that's the permanent band-aid. It made no sense.
You are not – when you come on with us – and by the way, Happy New Year. Good to have you back
Happy
on.
New
you're
Year.
Off a couple of weeks. When here's the question that I would ask, because I'm going to get to some Lot Jane, some other things here in a
sure.
little bit. Have you taken a flack because you haven't hid your conservatism out there? You showcase it. People know who you are. Do you think, or have you gotten emails? I'm not saying you have to mention names.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you actually gotten emails from groups saying, hey, Rory, I would give you money, but since you run that K-9s for Warriors group, and even though you raise millions, I'm not going to give you any money because I don't like your political stances.
No, it's never happened. Not as far as I know.
It'd be ridiculous, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people can see, hey, he's a politician, you know, kind of on the spare time. But my full-time job is running K-9s for Warriors. And if you have a problem with rescuing dogs and helping disabled American veterans, well, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, people don't know the city councilman, that's a one day a week job, you know?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you work throughout the
well,
week.
Well, I mean, it happens all the time. If you're any good at it, it's
especially
a big job.
Especially if you have to write JEA reports that are 50 pages long. Anyway.
500 pages.
Oh, wow. I didn't read it. So.
Yeah, that was like about a five-minute story because we already knew what was going on. Anyway, 904-831-0600. Let's squeeze in a couple calls. Let's go to Jack. Jack, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
Do it on a regular basis.
Thank you, man.
I take my grandkid to school every day about this time and listen to you guys both ways.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And a wonderful program. I call every now and again, but usually, I don't wait to get through or whatever. But today, you guys are tremendously fast, and I got two important things to say about your topic.
All right.
One, I'll never stay in a Marriott hotel again. Two, I'm changing my, right now I'm in the process of changing my health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield to another carrier. Three, if you're going to make a public political statement with your corporation, one way or the other, if you're Democrat, you're Republican, you're conservative, you're liberal, if you're going to make a statement, you can count on losing 50% of your customers. Because if you're a company that says, no, we don't like Republicans, we don't give money to Republicans, we're not down the middle, and we don't care who does what, we're non-political, then if you're anti-Republican and anti-conservative, I'm anti-Marriott.
Jack, that was my question this morning. I wonder if these companies publicly announcing this for political correctness reasons, I wonder if they're going to take a hit, and you think they will, huh?
74 million of us voted for Trump, and they're telling the 74 million of us that you guys are deplorable.
Yeah, good.
So
point.
Okay, I'm deplorable, and you ain't getting no more of my money.
All right, Jack, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. By the way, very listener friendly. Go ahead.
No, I think he's 100% right. I think Jack's right.
Too.
Half the country's conservative, and companies attack half the country. That's not a really brilliant move, I don't
know. A couple of things. If Jack's going to have to do his homework, Marriott Hotels owns about 30 different hotel brands that don't go by the name Marriott.
Yeah, go online. Figure out who owns what.
Secondly, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, aren't they the only healthcare carrier in Florida?
They're multiples.
Okay, all right.
But, having said this, let me throw this out there before I go to break. He brings up an interesting point. You just also brought up an interesting point. This wasn't like, for example, when everybody got on the Obama bandwagon, it was a landslide. He won electoral like 350, 360. That's an electoral landslide.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny is because they
thanks,
were.
Mitt.
Yeah. I'm talking 2008.
That was McCain. Yeah.
You thank Bush in some cases, but that's okay. But they were predicting some of my Trump supporters were predicting this. I never bought into it. But they were predicting on the liberal left. They thought that Biden was going to win 360, 400. Even Obama said you needed a landslide to send a message. And when you look at it, that it really wasn't that much of a landslide. What I was getting at, and this is what I'm getting at, Roger, if this had been 350, 360, you would have won by 10 million. You would have won Florida on top of that, North Carolina. I think some of these people could have get away with it right now with the flavor of the month. But it's what the caller just pointed out, what you just pointed out, this was a slim margin by Biden out there.
Right.
I wonder if these people are taking an effect as the 74 million, and let's say that all 74 million are hardcore, but at least 40 to 50% of that, that's still 35 million. Do you really want to tick off people that much?
Apparently they do.
All right, more coming up next. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
some light traffic on 95 headed north, right between JTB and University Boulevard. Add about 4 or 5 extra minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today will be cloudy with the high of 62, partly cloudy tonight with the low of 42. Right now, it is 60 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It's not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you. Okay,
Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center Office Building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The FBI is warning that all 50 state capital cities could see armed protests ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration. Joe Biden promises to work closely with progressives like Bernie Sanders on shared economic agendas. And Twitter stock takes a hit after the social media site announced they would permanently ban President Trump.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi gets called out by a 60 Minutes interview this past week. Get a load of this. Leslie Stahl nails her for saying that you held up COVID before the election and after the election. Of course, Pelosi wants to blame the Republicans. Believe it or not, to Leslie Stahl's credibility, doesn't let her off.
What about the COVID relief package
that
was held up for 8 months?
No. But that was their obstruction. I understand this.
Well, wait.
Was their obstruction?
Yours too.
Their obstruction.
No, yours too. Takes
no,
two.
No, it was an obstruction.
You held out for 8 months.
No, we held it up because there was no respect for our heroes, our state and local healthcare workers, police and fire, our first responders, our sanitation, transportation, food workers, our teachers. They would not go down that path.
There's a member of your caucus who said specifically that we look like obstructionists and it was a mistake.
You know, as Roger pointed out a few moments ago, this was nothing more than what she pointed out was a big bailout.
Yeah, when you answer a question, you know, with vague generalities, you know, they didn't want to help our heroes
employees
and this kind of thing. You know, there's a lot in the details that Leslie Stahl knew about that I guess Speaker Pelosi didn't want to come out. And that was a lot of this, quote, you know, bailout money that was earmarked for COVID had nothing to do with COVID.
Yeah, they were trying to bail out the blue states like California and Illinois
for their
terrible decision making. It had nothing to do with first responders and teachers.
By the way, that's
except for the fact that they were government employees.
Yeah.
By the way, I hate to say this. I unfortunately think that's happening now with the 50-50 split. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think Joe Manchin will stop, you know, taxing and spending. That's kind of like his wheelhouse. So I think we are in trouble with taxes.
Is he not
I think
as moderate as some people proclaim him to be?
You know, I mean, look, if your biggest faith is Joe Manchin is going to stop this tidal wave of terrible legislation, I think we're going to be in some trouble. We're going to have to fight for some more senators. And Lisa Murkowski might slip to the other side, too. So we're going to have to protect the Supreme Court, number one, stop new states, number two.
D.C. statehood?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Those two things, if we can survive those two things over the next 2 years, fine. Republicans take over in 2022, it would be okay.
Is Rick Scott going to be behind Puerto Rico statehood? Because that's, you know, one of those
things. That's a good question.
I doubt it. Hmm. I mean, look, I don't sit here and say, hey, Rick, what do you think about, you know, Puerto Rico statehood? But I would be surprised if he did.
Hmm. All right, more coming up next. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop and go traffic on 295 headed north, right between Bay Meadows and Gate Parkway. It's from an accident that has the two left lanes blocked, so add about 11 extra minutes. And if there's anything you see, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today will be cloudy with the high of 62, partly cloudy tonight with the low of 42. Right now, it is 60 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madur.
And I'm Chef David Madur.
We're the founders of Madur Brothers Culinary Concepts and the creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger.
When we decided to make milkshakes part of our menu, we knew we wanted them to be special.
And boy, are they special.
They sure are. We spent months finding the right ice cream to deliver the perfect ice cream base.
But what goes into the shake is what makes them special. We don't cut any corners in the kitchen, and we're not going to start cutting any corners in the shake station.
So we make fresh desserts like pecan pie, cheesecake, banana Fosters. Then we blend them into the shake.
My favorite may be the classic strawberry shake made with, get this, real strawberries.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sugar. And by the way, my favorite is still the marshmallow brulee shake.
Unfortunately, I think we're out of time, Dave.
I don't even get to tell them about the blowtorch.
Yeah, there's something about you and a blowtorch that kind of makes me nervous.
Bottom line, we don't put anything in our shakes we want to give to our own kids.
Except maybe the blowtorch.
True. So now you know what you're sipping when you have an M-Shack shake.
M-Shack Burgers. With three locations around Jacksonville, you're never too far from a shack.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
All right, more coming up next. Your calls, I promise you're going to get to them. I just want to give you guys plenty of time at 831-0600-904-831-0600. A lot of emails coming in. Also, at WBOB.com, following the morning show. We got the podcast. That'll come out later this morning. It'll be a good one on some of these companies looking to undermine, going after those groups out there like conservatives that are undermining the democracy. We'll talk about that. Just go to WBOB.com and click on the Ed Dean Extra. Your calls are coming up next. 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. If the 25th Amendment isn't used to remove President Trump from office, House Democrats planning impeachment proceedings starting tomorrow. Washington, D.C. beefing up security ahead of next week's presidential inauguration. President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border during a stop in Texas later today, celebrating the completion of 450 miles of border wall. He was a billionaire businessman, a philanthropist, and a big-time Republican donor. Sheldon Adelson has died. That word this morning from his wife, who says her husband died after a lengthy illness. He was 87 years old. On Wall Street, stock futures in positive territory ahead of this morning's opening bell. Right now, the Dow futures up 56 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 15, and S&P futures currently 5 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A young child and a Jacksonville police officer are expected to make it after a car crashed into the officer's cruiser. It happened early yesterday morning on I-95 in Jacksonville. Authorities are still looking into why it happened. The Lot J deal could get the green light today. Last week, the Jacksonville City Council voted down proposed revisions to the deal, which would have killed the $65 million loan from the city and enabled the city to get back more than $150 million if the Jaguars left town. That means the deal for more than $450 million worth of new development in that area just needs to pass one more City Council vote, which is expected to be taken today. A woman's in trouble for allegedly stealing a school bus. News for Jax reports Nassau County Police is saying that late last week, Melissa Lacey took the bus and parked it in someone's driveway. Police found her inside the bus after getting a call from the people who live there. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Roger McGuinn is coming to the Thrasher Horn Center. Roger McGuinn, lead singer and founder of The Byrds, one of the most iconic groups in rock and roll history. Don't miss Roger McGuinn, January 16th at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. For tickets and info, visit thcenter.org. That's thcenter.org.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop and go traffic on 295 headed north, right between Bay Meadows and Gate Parkway. It's from an accident that has the two left lanes blocked, so add about 11 extra minutes. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today will be cloudy with the high of 62, partly cloudy tonight with the low of 42. Right now, it is 60 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Joe Biden promises to work closely with progressives like Bernie Sanders on shared economic agendas. Twitter stocks takes a hit after the social media site announced they would permanently ban President Trump. And a wave of corporations say they will freeze political donations to the Republican Party after the Capitol Hill riots last week.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB.
by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls. 833 at Dean Roger Henderson, Jacksonville City Councilman. And Roger, can I say that? Because after the House rules, I can't say man or woman. It's they.
I'm a man.
I know you. I just want to be. I know
my
you
body,
are.
My choice. I'm a man. Right.
I know. I'm just being politically correct.
I'm good having, one, Rory. I love that.
I know. Rory Diamond, who's also the CEO of K9s for Warriors, K9sForWarriors.org. All right, 831-0600. Let's go to Victor, who's been waiting. Hey, Victor, thanks for waiting. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good. What's going on this morning?
Before I go to social media, well, Democrats for the last, 21 years, they've been challenging every single election they lost. And I didn't see nobody claim, they're not going to fund them anymore or whatever. So
yeah,
that's a little one on that one. But on the Facebook, you were talking about Facebook, Twitter, how they're getting a big hit and they're losing billions and gazillions. They can afford it. They just want the power, and they're still going to keep the power. And they held us hostage because they close everywhere you want to go. They'll try to close it unless it's not within their reach. And we're just being held hostage by them, okay? So they can lose all the money you want. They're not going to lose the power. And you can see it in South America and other countries. They still believe Trump built the cages and on the border because they don't put it down from Facebook in those countries. They don't fact check it down there. So that's how they do it. They keep power like that.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
So, all right.
All right, man. Thanks for weighing in.
You talked about foreign countries. Yes, the United States is the golden egg with respect to the goose, but that goose has laid a bunch of eggs, and these social media platforms make a lot of money from other countries as well, not just America.
That's true. But the goal of every millionaire, as we always say, is to make another million, and I don't have a problem with that. To your point, I think that when you start going public and you start having shares, I understand what you've said about, okay, they don't give a flip about money. I agree, but I still think they do have to agree about money, especially when it comes to stock portfolio. I mean, Facebook, I got to give them credit, is much smarter. They just took a politically correct turn and said, we're just going to ban them to January the 20th.
Yeah, but I agree with the last caller in that they have so much money, they don't really worry about it that much. Here's what might be interesting, though. The tech space is dynamic enough.
$5 billion is a lot of money.
Yeah, but I mean, look, it'll be back, in 2 years, 3 years, people forget about this stuff, and the stock market comes right back. But the tech space is dynamic enough that if really good competitors come along, they can completely crack Facebook right open.
Yeah, and it
just hasn't happened yet.
And it doesn't need to be U.S.-based. Look at what TikTok is doing with YouTube.
100%.
TikTok is based in China and Singapore, for crying out loud.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's huge with the kids these
days. Yeah, there's
days.
Some kid in a basement in the Czech Republic who's going to come up with the next Twitter
right.
and he's going to blow this whole thing open.
Right. I mean, follow me for a second here. This is kind of, for those of you listening, maybe just bear with me. If I'm making sense and if I'm not, please call me out on this. For example, if you've got states that can politically look good and correct, they don't care about businesses. They want to look correct. They want to have, and I understand, mitigate the deaths of the unfortunate that's happening with COVID. But many of these states can look politically correct, saying, hey, we try to minimize the deaths. We understand some of you didn't like the government shutdowns, but we wanted to at least look like we're trying to do something to stop it. So what happens is they shut down the economies in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and New York,
yeah.
Okay? And a lot of these guys are for re-election. But knowing if they – now, follow me for a second, folks. I'm taking a long turnaround because I want to make sure that I explain this properly. If they know that they can shut it down and not worry about the lack of money that of tax revenue, knowing because the Democrats are in control, they can get a sweaty wad of money, then I understand the reason why they're doing it. I don't like it, don't agree with it, but I get why they're doing it. College is the same way. My question is – Twitter can't be this stupid anymore unless they think they're going to get bailout money from the government. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Facebook, I just don't see Facebook doing this because they would lose shares. And investors, when I'm telling you, stock portfolios do not like it. When you lose that amount, I mean, if you lost 3% to 4%, that's one thing. When you're losing 12% and $5 billion, it's not like they're a $200 billion company.
Yeah,
Come on.
You're a rational guy, though, right?
All
who's like, all right, I have this much money in the bank. I want to retire. these people aren't rational. They're out there in Silicon Valley. They've got billions of dollars, and they care more about appearing woke than they do about their stock price. I promise you. That's their number one priority.
That's how they
Maybe I'm wrong then.
$5 million. For, you know, I was out there. My daughter was working out there for about a year or so ago. And we looked the same square footage of house that we have here in Jacksonville. $5 million in the Silicon Valley. Same floor,
right.
Other than ours is nicer. That's the only difference.
Yeah, and you're in the blessings of Florida.
Exactly.
By the way, I don't think Trump's going to listen. I know some of the Trump supporters out there that are on the bandwagon. Some of the groups out there that can't make any money outside of Trump. I get that. Having said that, I don't know if I foresee Trump starting up another company like that, a media company. I think it's short term. I think he's going to have to find investment money. Could he find it? I think it's there. But what about what you say about, for example, another company? You got Gab. You got Parler.
Yeah.
The question is, you got to get service and all that. I just wonder that. I agree with you. Everybody's emailing me going, these are antitrust monopolistic. But even when you have that, you still create other opportunity. The question is, who's going to take hold of it?
Yeah, no, I agree that there's a huge antitrust problem. I think you start with that. Absolutely. But look, technology is dynamic. That's what's so amazing about it. So if we have got a platform issue, people are going to go around the platforms. And there's also a big drive to have some sort of, you know, public app on every single phone that where elected representatives can get to their constituents without anyone filtering them. Which
Here's
makes
the
sense
latest
to me too.
On News 4 Jax, the Lot J deal is done.
Never heard of Lot J?
The controversial Lot J deal is apparently a done deal. During a Marathon City Council meeting today, there was a 15-4 vote saying okay to the plan. It will cost the city of Jacksonville more than $230 million.
For months, the city has been debating the issue with concerns over interest-free loans and about the Jaguars leaving town and leaving the city with the bill.
As for the Jaguars and the developer, the Cordish companies, they did make some concessions. For example, if the team leaves town and the project is sold, the city will get 50% of the profits. At a minimum, that would be $50 million. But Shad Khan is still going to get that $65 million interest-free loan.
Now, is the final vote today?
Yeah, the final vote is tonight. There's probably 15 or 16 votes out of 19 to pass it through. So I'd be very surprised if it didn't pass.
Does anything else happen between now and then? Amendments being added? Or is
There'll be some more amendments. I got all my amendments passed last week. So, for example, no one who worked on the deal is allowed to go work for the Jaguars or Cordish companies for 5 years after they leave. The city.
That include elected officials?
It does include elected officials.
The mayor's office?
Yeah, the mayor's office. Okay. Anybody in the administration who worked
on
this.
See, that wasn't reported by the media.
Yeah, so we fixed this deal in a lot of different ways. The most important thing, though, and to his credit, Councilman Salem worked very hard on that deal.
Yeah, we covered that.
About. Yeah, and so that's probably the most important thing, and that's what got a lot of other people across the line.
There were four people that voted against it. Here's what Tommy Hazuri said. He says that the transparency of the Lot J deal looks a lot like JE. This is what he said.
I'm not unhappy. I'm happy that we're moving forward. A big concern. Transparency has been, I don't care what anyone says, it follows the trail of the JEA debacle.
He says, why would he say that?
So, I mean, he's just angry. I mean, he doesn't like anything the mayor's office is doing. He doesn't like anything anybody's doing right now. So he's just kind of flailing about.
He always sounds like he's out of breath every time.
Well, JEA, absolute disaster. Look, I led the investigation. Huge amount of problems. I think that if you're going to attack Lot J on the numbers, that makes sense. But attacking on transparency doesn't make any sense. I mean, this has been publicly discussed for 4 months. All the documents have been public. I think we've done 24 hours.
To the extent that people don't know things going on with Lot J, they don't want to know. With JEA, I think there was a lot more interest.
100%. There was all sorts of secrets with JEA, and we're still uncovering stuff, and the federal government's still uncovering stuff.
Real quick, before I get to the calls, at 831-0600, Roger, is it different because nobody saw the selling of JEA as an urgent need, but everybody at least, depending, everybody's got 40 different reasons why, but they all agree something's got to be done about that area. Is that the reason why there was more of an urgency to do something? What do you think?
I think with JEA, I think they didn't pass the smell test. We were hearing certain things from officials.
Right, but everybody knows about Lot J for years, right?
That did not line up with the facts, you know, and was like, wait, how could you say this, but do this?
But everybody at least agrees something ought to be done with Lot J. They may not agree with how you guys are doing it.
Yeah, I think most people are like, hey, a development downtown would be a good thing. How you get there, there's lots of different opinions.
All right. I'm more rational on that part. The whole thing about critics about the city government being the lender, and I don't mind tax incentives. I'm not a fan of direct taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, I think if anything we learned from this is how powerful the mayor is.
Is it just loans or is it grants also?
It's a combination of all sorts of different things. But I mean, look, basically we got an up or down vote because we don't get to negotiate the deal with city council. I'm one of 19. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
who negotiates it?
The mayor's office does. And so, and they did, and we've improved the deal. It's gotten better. Councilman Salem's amendment.
Well, if you can't negotiate, but you can improve the deal.
Yeah, I mean, you can tinker with things, but you really can't change the fundamentals.
Interesting. All right, let's take some calls. 831-0600. Roger, let's go with line two. Let's start off with a Roger. Hey, Roger, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Will you do me a favor? For some reason, recently when I've been calling, I say one or two sentences and I'm cut off. I can't have any discourse with you. So will you please let me make my three quick points?
Yeah, if you make them quick, yeah, by all means, go ahead.
Okay, number one, Biden did steal the election. Do you recall, Ed, when I told you that he said they have the best fraud team available, and you said you were going to try and locate that clip?
I did. He misspoke.
Yeah, he did say that. Number two, the protesters, Trump's speech started at 1, lasted till 2:15. By that time, the protesters were already breaching the Capitol. So it was not the Trump people at his rally that breached the Capitol. It was other Trump supporters. And the last thing is, the Biden payoffs from China, Russia, the Ukraine. Biden, they are trying to cover this up. They haven't said one word about his son getting all this money, and 10% of it was to go to Joe. So I certainly hope that that doesn't get totally covered up by this election.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, so you made your point, which is fine. First off, I don't know what the difference is between Trump supporters and other Trump supporters. You get what he said? He said, we're Trump supporter. Other is the ad. Trump supporters did what they did. I'm the first one to admit, I believe there were some members of Antifa there, but this was overall done by Trump supporters. That's been proven. Number two, Biden misspoke on the election fraud, correct?
It was a gaffe.
It was a gaffe. Yes, I agree. He said it.
One of many.
He would not have on purpose said that we're going to do election fraud on purpose. You know, obviously it was a slip of the tongue, and he didn't really mean it that way, the way it came out.
Yeah, that's what
happens all the time to me and Ed, by the way, especially me.
Wow, thank you, Raj. Thanks for covering for me. That was a gaffe right there. Let's go to George. Hey, George, good morning, brother.
Yeah, good morning. This country's awash in investment money, and it's that way because people who want to invest are scared to death that Biden's going to crash the economy slowly, and they keep putting their money outside the country, number one. Number two, the internet companies are inherently tied into China, and if our federal government doesn't bail them out, the Chinese will. They have tons of our money. And the third thing is, do you remember back when there were riots in the Taiwan Congress? And they were throwing chairs at each other and beating each other up.
Yeah, I do recall that. Not instantly, right away, but I know what you mean.
Well, I'd like for you and the listeners to go to the internet and look up two words, warfare and frequency. And you will find a review of all the things governments have done around the world in that area. And 7 hertz and 8 hertz cause anger and riots. And it's very easy to do.
All right, man. All right, Happy New Year. More coming up next, 847 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We still have that stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed north, right between JTB and State Road 9B. It's from an earlier accident that still has the center lane blocked, so add about 70 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today will be cloudy with the high of 62, partly cloudy tonight with the low of 42. Right now, it is 60 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a happy new year.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
To the last caller, Roger, this is what Biden said. You tell me if this was meant to be this way or if it was a gaffe. This is what Biden said about voter fraud.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Yeah.
The FBI is issuing an...
Yeah, be stopped. That is a gaffe. Would you agree?
I just like that he was also inclusive. You know,
yeah, I mean, he
nice.
Did say
he's a very diverse voter fraud team that he has.
In the history of American politics.
Don't you just love it? Let's go to Mike. Mike, thanks for calling this morning. What's going on?
Not much. I was just thinking this morning, you know how we've talked about the Washington swamp for 4 years or longer and drain the swamp. When you have a swamp and I think what we've been doing was we've been trying to scrape the scum off the top of the swamp. And when you do that, it doesn't really drain anything. All it does is it regenerates itself from the bottom on up. If you want to drain the swamp, you go to the bottom, you start sucking the water out, and as that top scum goes down, it dries up and goes away. And I think we've been working on the wrong attitude toward how we're going to get rid of that Washington swamp or drain it or whatever you want to call it.
The analysis is interesting. I don't think you're ever going to get rid of the swamp.
See, I think you can.
Really?
I mean, that's why I think that the attack on, not attack, but reform of government, mm-hmm. getting its size and scope smaller. We just have too many federal employees, too many federal bureaucrats.
I'm with you.
Probably
not,
I mean, we need to shrink it dramatically.
It's probably not going to happen for a while, if at all. But what about the D.C. culture? I mean, moving the capital of certain government functions out of D.C. to some other city, is that a good idea?
I absolutely wholeheartedly support dispersing the mm-hmm. number of deep state. It's hard when you're further apart.
There's been talk about moving, like, for example, the Supreme Court to some place in the Rocky Mountains, for example.
Yeah, I don't think you move the three branches of government, but I'd be fine if
how
like,
did we get on this
conversation? Was in Kansas or something.
This is
the influence of the culture of the city. You know,
this is what I'm looking at.
It's toxic.
You always will have a swamp. Okay. The question is, and it's unfortunate. The question is who can better preserve it? Do you clean? In other words, you have a swamp. Do you drain? You never get rid of the swamp. You either drain it or you clean it out. Do you clean the hyacinths? Do you make it much clearer water out there? That's unfortunately, and what we've happened is who's become a better accountant? I mean, unfortunately, they're going to spend the money. I'm telling you, Rory, the next big debate is, which is very unfortunate. I know you and I and Raj, we all cared as a former economics reporter. I'm all hip about talking about spending and deficit spending. What we're running into, which I think we saw a little bit this year, and this is not new. It's, okay, everybody talks about how much they don't like the deficit, but no one ever wants to give you an area where they think they should cut if it's especially going to hit their back pocket.
Right.
I think the next big debate, and I think it could hurt Democrats, is, okay, we realize you guys are going to spend the money. We're not going to stop it. I think I'm just saying. The question is now, what are the priorities? And that's going to be the next big debate. I think the priorities are to what you've said. Hey, enough of this bailing out. If you can spend money on citizens, people will go along with that than wasting on government spending out there as far as bailing. I know it's unfortunate.
You're killing me. You're absolutely killing me.
I'm just telling you the reality.
I refuse to see the debate. I refuse. That we need to cut taxes, not raise them. We need to shrink the size of government. We have to do that.
You are Neo. Before the Matrix, and I'm Morpheus. You either take the red pill or you take the blue pill. My red pill.
No, take both those pills back. Get a refund.
My red pill is the. I'm just saying, I don't have to agree with it, but I live in the reality world. And I think this is where it's going to come down. Hey, the city of Jacksonville is not going to cut its budget. So the question is I get it. The next best thing is, okay, let's get our spending priorities. I
totally get what you're saying. I get it. I reject it. I think we as conservatives have to fight this thing every single day. The taxing, the spending, the size,
well,
the scope of government.
Well, you're going to need another Trump movement, and it possibly could happen again.
No, there's hundreds of millions of conservatives. We can do this.
All right. 854, Talk Radio, WBOB.
To avoid WBOB traffic.
We still have that stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed north, right between JTB and State Road 9B. It's from an earlier accident that still has the center lane blocked, so add about 70 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today will be cloudy with the high of 62. Partly cloudy tonight with the low of 42. Right now, it is 60 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
As a newspaper columnist and commentator, I get a lot of responses from people. They either call me names and send me proof I was wrong or encourage me I'm right. Sometimes these messages come about the same subject. Each can't be right, so which one is? And am I always right? Well, of course not. No one is. I've been asked, where do I go to find the truth? Whom can I trust? What is truth? That was a relativistic question Pilate asked Jesus that dominates our world today. If you begin with no standard for truth, then how do you find it? How do you convince people who believe differently that not only does truth exist, there can only be one truth? True truth, the late philosopher, theologian Francis Schaeffer called it. Just as Scripture says you must work out your own salvation, not to earn it, but to perfect it, so you must search for truth from places that are reliable. Start with Scripture and then do your own due diligence as you should when investing money. Invest in truth. You will come out a lot better. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
All right. Rory Diamond, Jacksonville City Councilman. You can read his tweets on Rory Diamond and all that kind of stuff. But also the CEO of Canines for Warriors. Great outfit. You guys are hitting your marks. The governor's a big fan of what you guys do. The boatload of all your donations, of course, are donations.
Yep. Yeah,
you know, out there trying to get government money. I think a lot of people love that.
No, we're privately run. That's the way it should be.
That's right. So for further information, we do a lot of, for the last couple of years, and we're glad to do a big partnership with them. The website, canines4warriors.org. That's canines4warriors.org. And you always bring out the big guns when Pam Bondi and Governor DeSantis comes in town. Your place is always the first one they go visit.
Oh, we love it. Hey,
thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate you guys both.
I always appreciate everything you come on, sir. We got our podcast, and that'll be up later this morning. Just go to WBOB.com and click on where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Good show this morning. A lot of good topics. A lot of great calls. Always enjoy hearing from you. And we're thankful to God every day for the show as well and all of you. Again, tomorrow morning, beginning at 6 a.m. By the way, it's impeachment day tomorrow. Another nonsense. We'll talk more about this tomorrow coming up on Talk Radio WBOB. From 11 color to movie scripts to on the six to J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.